You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Energy Intuition Transformation with Sue Williams. Sue Williams. Live from holistic-health.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Energy Intuition Transformation
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Energy Intuition Transformation. I'm Sue Williams, the Spirit Psychic. And, oh, do I have a card for you this week? A little quick look. Because I actually laughed out loud when I drew it in the best possible way. Because this week's Oracle card is not asking you to dig deep or sit with something heavy, as sometimes we do, or do any emotional excavating whatsoever. This week's card is asking you to play. Whoa. And the deck, as I just gave you that little glimpse, the deck this week is the Magical Spirit Oracle, another of my lovely little tiny decks. And this one's by Alexis Raccoon. And the card I've drawn for this week is, there we go. And it's Magic, Power, Beginnings, Transformations. And the message on this little card, I'm not underestimating my own magic anymore. And I want you just to take that in for a second. Not I'm trying to believe in myself, not I'm working on my confidence, not one day I'll stop doubting myself. I am not underestimating my own magic anymore, full stop. And there's something so deliciously bold about that statement, so unapologetic, so, dare I say it, magical. And that's exactly the energy we're stepping into today. So let's just go a bit deeper with this little card. Now, the word magic gets thrown around a lot in spiritual spaces, but I want to talk about what it actually means, because this card is pointing to something very real. Magic, at its core, is the capacity to create. We've heard of the alchemists who created gold from lead, and there's also in our day-to-day lives the shift of energy to transform what is into what could be. And here's the thing. You do this every single day. Every time you hold a vision and take a step toward it, as we've done in other shows, well, that's magic. Every time you trust your gut, follow an inspired idea, or choose hope over fear, that is magic. And you're not waiting to become magical. You already are. The card carries three themes: power, beginnings, and transformations. And together they tell a complete story. Power, well, that's the quiet, steady recognition of your own capacity. The moment you stop giving your energy away, giving it away to doubt, and then start channeling into possibility. Beginnings, because magic always marks a threshold. Something new is available to you right now that you may have missed because you were too busy telling yourself you weren't ready. And transformations, and I love a good transformation, because when you stop underestimating yourself, everything shifts. Not just what you do, but how you feel, how you move, how you show up. The world doesn't change first. You do. and then the world responds. And this cute little card with those eyes just looking at you there, this card is a cosmic permission slip, and it has your name on it. And also, something is happening astrologically. I mean, a lot has this year already. And the sky actually at this time is sparkling. And, oh, the timing of this card could not be more perfect, because June 2026 has some of the best astrology of the entire year. And it's absolutely dripping with magic. Right now we have both Jupiter and Venus in Cancer, a recipe for pleasure, abundance, warmth and joy. The sky is actively conspiring to help you feel good, to connect deeply and attract more of what you love. Venus moves into Leo on June 13th, and that's bold, radiant, expressive Leo, bringing louder, more celebratory energy that positively demands you stop hiding your light. And the Sun and Uranus together in Gemini are sparking novelty, creative breakthroughs, and that electric feeling that anything is possible. Astrologers are calling early June some of the best astrology of the whole year, a genuine invitation to enjoy life. Lean into what delights you and trust that the universe has good things in store for you. And the magic card and the June sky are singing the same song. So stop playing small. The stage is set, and it's time for you to step into your sparkle. So let's go even deeper and do our weekly meditation. And this one I have called Stepping Into Your Magic. And let's just take a few moments to really anchor this joyous energy into your body by doing this meditation. And before we start, please remember, don't listen to this while driving or operating machinery. And if you need your full focus right now, keep your eyes open and come back and enjoy this with the replay. So when you're ready, and if it's safe to do so, just gently close your eyes. Take a slow, deep breath in, and even slower, let it go. Again, breathe in deep and slow, and release it even slower. And while you're doing that, let your shoulders drop. Let your jaw soften. And let a little smile play at the corners of your mouth, because we're about to have some fun. Now imagine that somewhere in the center of your chest, you know, right at your heart center, there is a tiny spark. It's always been there, always. But today we're going to pay attention to it. With your next breath, imagine that spark growing a little brighter, a little warmer. Not forced, just noticed, just welcomed. And with each breath you take, it expands. It begins to fill your chest, your shoulders, down to your fingertips, your toes. It moves down into your belly, your legs, your feet, throughout all your body. And this is your magic, your actual, real, entirely your own magic. And it's been there this whole time, quietly waiting for you to stop overlooking it. Now, I want you to think of one thing, just one, that you do with a kind of effortless ease. Something that comes naturally to you, that others notice and admire. Perhaps something that you've been dismissing as, well, not that special. But let yourself really look at it. And that thing, Well, that is magic. Now say silently or out loud if you like. I am not underestimating my own magic anymore. Feel what that does in your body, how it feels. Say it again like you mean it. I am not underestimating my own magic anymore. And let that settle into every cell throughout your body. Breathe it in. So it is really there and ready for you to access at any time. And after you have done that, when you're ready, just wiggle your fingers and toes. Take deeper, slower breath. And if they're closed, gently open your eyes and bring that spark back with you into the rest of your day. And now, we spoke about astrology earlier, and your magical invitation this week is something I'm going to give you now. With Venus and Jupiter lighting up the sky and Gemini season buzzing with possibility, your invitation for this week is simple. Do one thing purely because it delights you, not because it's productive, not because it's on the list and needs to be crossed off, not because you've earned it or deserve it by some imaginary criteria. Do it just because it lights you up. Dance in your kitchen. Start your creative project that you've been meaning to get to for so long. Wear the thing that makes you feel like you. Say yes to the spontaneous invitation that comes out of the blue. Have that second coffee. Just sit there as long as you want. And also, you can go and sit in the sun for as long as you'd like to. And during that time, just do absolutely nothing. Just allow the beautiful thoughts to occur in your mind. Because magic doesn't always arrive in grand, dramatic gestures. Sometimes it arrives in the small, joyful, fully alive moments when you remember that being here, being you, is something genuinely remarkable. So magic, power, beginnings, transformations. And that message from the beautiful little card, I am not underestimating my own magic anymore. What a card. What a week. What a sky to be standing under. And remember, you are not ordinary. You were never ordinary. And this week, the universe, through this beautiful card, through the aspect of the planets, through whatever quiet pull brought you to this show today, joining me, which just gives me so much delight, well, all those things are reminding you of that, that you are not ordinary. And remember also, your power is real. Your beginnings are available right now. Your transformation is already underway. And if you're seeking support in reconnecting with your own magic even more deeply, I'd love to work with you through one of my magical modalities. Just go to holistic-health.au and reach out through the contact form. So thank you so much for being here with me this week. And until next time, have a completely magical, blessed week. Stay open, stay grounded, and for goodness sake, stop underestimating yourself. Bye for now.